It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
If I had $1 million,
I'd sell the tree for NIR.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million, I'd stay at Western Arizona Senior Living.
Well, we don't have a place.
I don't need that much, though, do I?
No.
Angie Foltz is our guest. She is the president and CEO of Western Arizona Senior Living. I love having Angie on the show because she serves the community in so many capacities, including that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And Russ Mascari is going to be on at the bottom of the hour. The music is because, we're kind of paying homage to Brian right now. Brian Springberg with Sound Advice. Not on today, and I'm sure he will return next week. I believe it's for the entire hour. Now, I got two really cool announcements to make, all right? I got a confirmation for Congressman Paul Gosar to be on Speak Out in the studio in August.
What?
August 8th.
That's solid.
From 11 to 12. That's solid? Is that the lingo now?
Yep.
And then before the show, Legislative District 30, is that our district now?
I think so.
Yeah, it changes like every 4 years. Anyway, John Gillette called and said, I will be there. So, you know, I was going to call him after the show to confirm, but he beat me to it.
Nice.
So, State Representative John Gillette will be in the studio tomorrow on Speak Out for the entire hour to take your phone calls.
Wow, that's great.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I'm really happy about that one because the session isn't over. But they went into recess. There was a whole flurry of bills heard on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lawmakers all voted themselves a recess so people could go on vacations, Memorial Day, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got the budget already done and
nice.
Signed by the governor.
Yes.
So now it's just a little bit of housekeeping and that sort of stuff. And we're going to get the lowdown from Representative Gillette on his first legislative session for the state of Arizona as a state representative.
Very nice.
And what he's done and the bills that he's introduced, stuff that he's gotten through. And a lot of it has to do with Kingman and the aquifer.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of stuff, a lot of moving parts. And of course he represents the entire district. So we'll find out what's going on there. And, there's no Sonny, no Leo, just me and John.
Just you and John.
Yeah.
One-on-one.
It'll be very cool. If you have any questions for Angie, it's Angie Foltz again, President and CEO, Western Arizona Senior Living. Our number, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. I hope my voice is it's a little worse for the wear, but I think I'm okay. It sounds like I kind of have a cold or something.
Maybe. Yeah, a lot of allergies this year.
Nah, it's singing, four sets.
Ah!
The Flying X last night was hopping, man. The Flying X was great. For a Wednesday night classic rock bike night, it was great. And saw a lot of people there. I met Rich from the publisher of the paper.
Uh-huh.
He was there.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said. And, yeah, that was really cool because we never met before. We have a partnership, Radio Central News Network, with the newspaper, the Herald, but I never met Rich Mackey. So anyway, that was really cool. If you're listening, Rich, kind of a highlight of my night.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not every day you meet a newspaper publisher.
Nope, sure isn't.
Especially with the big acquisition that they've done.
Uh-huh.
With the Mojave Daily News, Kingman Daily Miner, and et al.
All exciting.
Is that the legal term, et al?
I think et al, I don't know. What
right,
does
right.
et al mean? What does et al? I don't know.
It's a legal term meaning et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you have an announcement too. This is an important date in your world.
Yeah, so I actually survived Mount St. Helens back in 1980, May 18th, 1980, and for weeks we had, of course, piles and feet full of ash falling. So I remember that as a little girl, and I thought that was a fun fact. You know, it was just interesting times. It was like, you know, you didn't see the sun for weeks.
Well, I wouldn't say I was a little boy. Mm-hmm. May of 1980, I was actually finishing up my sophomore year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember I think in Vegas we had ash, or we had really dark skies.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the temperatures fell and that, but you're lucky there was no lava.
Yeah,
right. It was just a mountain collapse.
Right.
That was intense.
And lots of ash. So yeah, I was actually out at an air show for the military at the military base there in Eastern Washington. And my dad said, "Well, I think it's time to get home. Let's go do our barbecue."
And where was home?
Spokane, Washington.
In Spokane, really close.
Yeah. So
wow.
And they had of course schools were closed down. My dad decided he was going to barbecue his chicken anyway. We got the ash hadn't started falling yet. So then when it started to fall, he just like calmly rolled his barbecue into the garage.
Right. Did you have any effects from the pumice on paint or anything like that?
A lot of cars were destroyed. Just that
really?
It was really, really airborne ash.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So very fine, a lot of it. And it really stuck around for years and years. And so, of course, it was a big event. So 43 years ago today.
How far is Spokane from Mount St. Helens?
Gosh, probably 300 miles. But
oh, okay.
It was the prevailing winds that day that really got us.
Absolutely.
And not Western Washington. So
I couldn't remember if there were earthquakes, warning signs, anything like
that. Oh, there was a lot of signs.
I know they had
go.
Been watching it, and I saw a documentary about it from real life experiences on the roads mm-hmm. around Mount St. Helens on the day that it happened.
Yeah, crazy.
There was just no getting away from it.
No.
When a mountain collapses,
right?
Can you imagine?
No.
So tell us about, give us a little recap, a little elevator pitch again on Western Arizona Senior Living.
So Western Arizona Senior Living provides no cost to seniors and their families thorough advice. So we really go through the meat of everything to help families make good decisions as people age, and as staying at home as it is isn't the best or safest choice anymore. So sometimes people have medical crises that happen where it's urgent. Sometimes people just want to plan their retirement. We can help them from start to finish, helping them really understand the implications of various choices and give them unbiased advice at no cost to them. So there, sometimes people just need in-home care. I'm happy to guide people to quality people that I know are vetted, licensed, insured, right? And mm-hmm. I can help them connect with home health. I can help them connect with hospice. I can connect them with assisted living communities, independent living communities. I can help connect them with financial planners. I can connect them with moving companies. I can connect them with really so many resources that make their lives easier. And I coordinate that process with them. So I'm not just saying, here's all the people you should call. No. We work together as a team, and we solve the really complex problems together. And we work with families who are located throughout the U.S., throughout the world. I've had clients where their children lived in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
The parent lived here. They couldn't get here from Indonesia. What do we do? Right? So we really problem solve remotely. We can do a lot of stuff remotely. We do remote tours, things like that that really make the lives of families who are still working and busy easier, the lives of seniors so much better because we provide transparency and clarity.
And, I think you're probably busier than me, and people think I have a busy schedule. You're wearing, what, an Apple Watch?
Right. No, it's a Samsung.
Oh, Samsung. She's talking into her watch before the show, and I'm thinking, wow, Maxwell Smart's here, or at least Agent 99. So, anyway, do you have intake people that handle stuff? Because you were talking to people as if you were the one giving the tour. You were the one taking in the new client.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, you're president and CEO and you're doing all this other stuff too. Either you don't delegate or you do it all.
Well, I'm definitely looking to bring on more people. I just brought in a wonderful lady who has 20 years experience in the medical field. She's training with me right now, but of course it's very specialized care. We want to make sure that people receive a personal touch. This isn't, I'm president and CEO. That's how my business is structured, but I'm a small business owner and, I serve all of Western Arizona because really there's just that much need. I'm working with a veteran that lives outside of Bouse. How do you live outside of Bouse? But he lives outside of Bouse.
I thought all of Bouse was outside of Bouse. That's funny.
Yeah, so I'm traveling out there to meet with him and his family personally, and then we go through everything that we need to go through, come up with the game plan, right? And start to strategize about what this is going to look like, how much is it going to cost, what's his preference, what does he really want, what are his medical challenges, and what's appropriate. And so, for him, he's a Korean War vet. He's like, well, I think I just really love an active lifestyle, and I really want a happy hour. I can make that happen.
Nice. So you actually search for facilities. Is that it?
Correct. So okay. I'm connected with a lot of them out here in Western Arizona and have great relationships with them. Growing into the Phoenix market, just because sometimes families live there, people want to be closer to larger medical facilities because they have special medical conditions that they need to tackle and maintain, their health. And so, absolutely, I'll help people wherever.
How hard is it for people to relocate? I mean, they're used to living on their own,
mm-hmm.
Number one.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a change in the situation medically, or spouse died. They're all of a sudden they're single, nobody to cook for them, nobody to clean for them. How tough is that psychology, that situation, when you have to talk somebody into assisted living?
I really talk about the possibilities, and I really think that change is very difficult as we age. I know that even at 52, I'm a creature of habit, in so many ways, but I think that as long as we're always open to the possibility of bringing more joy mm-hmm. into our lives, more support, more hands, that we can really make a good go of it. And, when people make bad choices, often there's bad outcomes. Return to hospital. Care's not in place. And really, every time you return to that emergency room or hospital, your outcome is worse and worse and worse. And eventually, you are going to have a critical incident that you may or may not survive.
Especially financially, right?
Well,
find the resources being drained.
Well, and I can help people with that. So I can help people preserve their assets. I can find potential benefits for them. I can help if they're veterans. Absolutely, 100%. Arizona Department of Veterans Services will help veterans qualify for benefits that help pay for their care and assisted living. What a great opportunity that so many veterans don't know about, and I can help them connect with those services. So,
yeah, your name has actually come out when I've talked to Russ before.
Yeah.
And, nothing but high praise for you, by the way. So,
I appreciate that. Russ is amazing.
That's pretty good coming from Russ Mascari.
Just
saying. So, all right, let's go ahead and take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Angie Foltz from Western Arizona Senior Living. She's the president and CEO, and we'll go out. She said play anything. I don't care. I like country. I like rock, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
So some Lady A will do it.
Oh, nice.
I'll stay on the America theme today just for Mount St. Helens. I don't know. It's not every day we have a Pompeii situation
in
North America.
Right?
Back with more in a moment. I'm reaching right now. Stay with us on Speak Out.
Whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name. there's this one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
It's like I just met somebody who has a Toby Keith story, like I have a Toby Keith story.
Yeah.
But yours is at Home Depot.
Home Depot in Phoenix.
That's pretty cool.
Lumber aisle.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Such a nice guy.
He was very nice, down to earth.
Nothing but the best for Toby Keith, and hope he gets back into good health.
Yep.
I really, really sincerely mean that, too. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology at lesolson.com/Kingman. And by The Chair, Havasu style dining with great music and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere overlooking the London Bridge. It's The Chair. And as you know, Angie, we stream live and our show archives are at kntrtalk.com. What you may not know is those archives are also on the Lake Havasu City app, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore.
Very nice.
Yes. And you're all about electronics.
You know, like, technology helps my life a lot.
Technology helps a lot of people. You know, technology could probably help me even more than I know.
Yeah.
But I'm just amazed at different things every day, including AI.
Right.
There's some AI developments with voiceover. It's just
right.
Like, what?
It's crazy.
I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm just saying,
yeah,
you know, I better get my retirement lined up quickly.
Right.
Because there's AI is going to probably host this show one day. Who knows?
Who knows?
So we were talking with Ashley Wood over at United Way,
mm-hmm. yeah.
of which you're a board member.
Correct.
And she was telling us about the Community Health Worker Program.
Right.
And you just reminded me of that. You're part of the selection process for those health workers?
Well, I'm actually going to be training. I don't know how much involved in the selection process at this point. I guess that's to be seen. But there, I know that they were actively hiring as of last week and hopefully got some great applicants. And they're looking for three to start with in Lake Havasu, but they're looking for funding to serve Bullhead, Kingman, and all the other areas in Mojave County. Mm-hmm. And so I will be part of the process of training and being a resource to the community health workers that are specifically going to be serving the senior population. So I asked the board, or I asked Debbie Pennington, I said, when we're putting this together, I feel it's important that we have someone that's specifically for seniors that knows the resources and connect with me to really help them navigate as they're training. And then I believe there's going to be one that's specifically for veterans and homeless, mm-hmm. and then there's going to be one for families.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
So you have three different categories.
Correct.
Depending on where the person falls that qualifies for that type of caseworker.
Right. Because nice. We really, you can only know so much what you can know, right? And so having a specialized person that's going to serve those individuals is going to be really important in getting them the assistance they need quickly.
Yeah. Just to navigate the system. Mm-hmm. Wow. What a nightmare sometimes. I mean, just for the normal everyday Joe, right?
Right. And there's actually a program called Be Connected for our veterans that runs statewide. I'm a Be Connected partner, but you can contact Be Connected or go to beconnected.org, I believe, and there's a plethora of resources that are just specifically for active duty veterans and their families. So that's another resource.
I know Russ's head just kind of exploded when you said that. You know, that he's just all about Be Connected. We'll probably find out more about that
right
after the bottom of the hour break.
Yep.
But quickly, tell me about WACOG. What's going on with that?
So
Western Arizona Council of Governments.
Correct.
I almost had to throw a flag on the play for an acronym.
Right, right. And then we have Western Arizona Council of Governments and then the Mojave County Advisory Council.
Okay, what is that?
So the Mojave County Advisory Council really works
with... What's the acronym?
Oh, MCAC. I don't know if that's real, but I thought if I was going to make an acronym.
I heard it in the break. That's really good that you explained that, though. So what is that?
So the advisory council really works with all of the different facets, because WACOG provides a vast plethora of services to Mojave County. And so they've created this advisory council from people that are government agencies. Michelle Lynn just joined and invited me to join this advisory council. But really – you know, social service program directors, you know, city council people,
administrators.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Really want to have, and then community members at large. So I'm kind of a community member at large because I'm a for-profit business. But again, I don't charge anything to my families, but because I serve the community at no cost, to them, it's really beneficial to have someone like myself who can really be the voice for seniors. And that was my goal 3.5 years ago with United Way, mm-hmm. and that's my goal with Mojave County Advisory Council with WACOG.
Wow, you do so much.
I really honestly am so thankful and so grateful to be in business for myself so that I can give back to the community and be a voice for the voiceless.
And tell me how you do that through United Way. You're a board member.
Correct. 3.5 years of being a board member. Wow. Right when Debbie joined as president and CEO, I reached out to her and I said, hey, how can I be part of your team and be a voice for the senior population? And so here we are with the community health worker program, right, and working very diligently to bring more services to our senior population and our community at large.
What do you think the timeline is on that program when you get the community health workers all up and running, mm-hmm. and it starts to become self-sustainable, maybe write grants for the program? Mm-hmm. What do you think the timelines are for all that?
Well, we're very thankful. We received funding through the grant process that was the funding through the city.
Yes.
And so
the ARPA funds.
So that's enough to get the program through the first year. And so she's been actively writing grants. But it is a billable service now through the state of Arizona, through the health department. So it's really nice that, to be able to get it going. And so critical for people in these times to really know where they can reach out. Right. I think they're going to be based out of the clothing closet. I think that's where we're at right now.
I believe you're right, yeah.
Yeah, and then they're going to be able to go to people's homes and actually, if you're homebound, getting out's hard for you. If you have small children, you might have children with disabilities. You can't just hop in the car and run down and go for appointments, right? Really just trying to make sure that people are reached that we haven't been able to reach so far in the community, that connect them with services so they don't fall through the cracks.
Angie, is this something that's going to originate in Havasu and then spread to
Correct.
Other parts of the county?
Correct, yeah. That's the goal, is really just starting here and then really having that reach throughout Mojave County and all the way up to Colorado City is the goal.
Wow. That's yeah. ambitious.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice partnership with Mojave Community College. Shout out to June Weiss, who has really been working closely with us to actually create a 12-week course for Mojave County to have the Community Health Worker Program as a certificate and then also as a 2-year degree with stackable credentials, so that if you go through the 12-week and you decide you want to get the 2-year degree, you can do that and the credits that you've already earned will go towards your 2-year degree.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so that's really nice because that is really going to help our Mojave County Health Department, which really does struggle to find qualified people to work in a very specialized field.
Boy, that's for sure.
So.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for stopping by. I know your schedule is super busy. In fact, I heard you make an appointment for 12 noon. Either a lunch or an appointment or both.
That's a board meeting at 12, yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So, anyway, thank you for what you do for this community, and everybody's the better for it. Thanks
Absolutely.
So much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Coming back with one of our favorite people, both Angie and me, Russ Mascari, on the other side of the break. Of course, he's the past commandant for the Marine Corps League Detachment 757. Nailed that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Russ is going to be proud of me. Watch when he hears that I got his title right. Back with more
Russ.
Stay with us on Speak Out. Thanks, Angie.
Thanks.
Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines. American soldier and American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy,
all right, we're back on Speak Out. One of my favorite guests,
ooh,
sitting to my left. Yes, it's Russ Mascari, the conceptual president and CEO of Mascari Brothers Grocery, and a native of Racine, Wisconsin. But as I mentioned before, the past commandant for Marine Corps League Detachment 757. That always surprises you when I remember that, right?
Yeah, you're you got a mind like a trapdoor.
Some would say that.
Thank you very much.
Some would say that. I have selective memory in some people's eyes. I don't know if you know that or not. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis, Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006, also featuring self-service doggy washes, conveyor belt not included, and Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 52 years. Not as long as you, though, Russ.
No, not yet. June 12th, 1935, I'll be 88 coming up now.
Whoa! 88?
Whoa, hanging on tight, too.
Don't you drive a Delta 88?
That's an Oldsmobile 98 Regency.
Oh, it's a 98. Okay.
I got 10 more years to go.
I thought you drove a Delta 88.
10 more years to go.
Gotcha. All right. Anyway, serving the tri-state area for over 52 years, ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. And, man, you know, when you call Russ the night before and confirm and say, hey, bring me some talking points, he brings you talking points. For a 22-minute interview, I've got talking points.
Given this opportunity to chat with you and your listeners, Paul, you know I'm going to be here, and thank you very much for the invite. Appreciate it a lot. Just came from a 9/11 rededication committee meeting where it's getting gears going here for this coming season. One of the things we talked about was it's on a Monday, perhaps we can stream into schools so students might see this. So we'll be reaching out to Rebecca and others, and hopefully this is something that's doable. And it's only an hour and 10-15 minute program. And it would be nice to get young people up to speed on what 9/11 was.
And, you know, we
use the mantra, never forget. And then
right.
let's get the younger people schooled on what this was all about.
Right. Even our junior production assistant, born after 9/11, 2001.
Yeah.
She was born 2004, 2005. So, yeah, I think that's very important. Just as important as someone like me born in 1964 to remember Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Right?
Good point. Good analogy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then you wanted to talk about DAV?
Yeah.
Disabled American Veterans?
Yeah, I frequently hear from veterans, and I'm not talking occasionally. I'm talking frequently. I hear we swap meet every Sunday. Our booth is down there, and I hear, and also approach down the street and anywhere else in the stores. I was denied. My application for disability was denied, and my advice to them is, you know, reapply. And our DAV has some great service officers here in Havasu, and I would encourage anybody that has been declined in the past, dig out the file paper, dig out your file, take your DD-214 in your file to the service officer at the DAV office over in the courthouse building. As you walk in the sliding doors into security, just before you go into the building, you'll see a DAV sign over a door. Call for an appointment, because our hours are like 9 a.m. to noon or 9:30 a.m. to noon 4 days a week. And
they break for lunch.
They're not there all the time. So
sure.
Call them for an appointment. DAV Chapter 27, Lake Havasu City. They'll be glad to work with you. Also, I think last time we mentioned that they were shut down after COVID from the standpoint of driving to the hospitals in Prescott and Phoenix, the VA hospitals.
Right.
They're back online again, and they just finally got the clearance about a month ago or so. Well, again, call for an appointment. If you have to have a definite appointment to one of those facilities to get a ride. But if you've got an appointment and you need transportation to either Prescott or Phoenix VA hospitals, give DAV a call. They have their vans running again.
Russ, do you know if they're looking for drivers?
I do not know that. I have not heard. I think they are okay on their driving staff,
okay.
But it's always a good question for Don Bittenbender, is now the commander of the DAV, and it's always a good question for the DAV. Do they need drivers? Do they need assistance? Do they need any donations? You know, the DAV does yeoman's work here in Havasu, and they're not, I don't think they have the notoriety they need from the standpoint of the good work they do.
Well, I'll tell you what, speaking firsthand from someone who's worked for a company similar to that, we had the same mission to get veterans to their medical appointments. It's very, very rewarding. It's yes. almost like being in the service, though, pay-wise.
No pay.
Yeah. No, there was the company I worked for, you got paid. But, yeah, it was more like being on a military scale. So talk about the collaboration with other service organizations in the Havasu area by the Marine Corps League Lake Havasu Detachment, or 757.
Angie did a nice job of setting this up with Be Connected.
She really did.
Yeah, and we're looking for Be Connected partners in our community. In fact, I've approached the Havasu Community Health Foundation, Linda Seaver, who's the director, to consider this. They have a wonderful list of services that they have for veterans and non-veterans, health services in the community, and other services. So I food bank and all, and you know, these are very important needs served in our community, and she and her people do a great job, and I'd encourage anybody who has an organization that doesn't know about Be Connected, check them out. And it is beconnectedaz.org, beconnectedaz.org.
She almost got it right.
Yes, she did. Just missed the AZ on there, but beconnectedaz.org, and get involved. You'll find that there's a nice referral program. If we can't handle it locally, that's one of the things that I've learned over the past several years, is we, the organizations in Havasu, do a great job of taking care of the immediate need. Can't pay an electrical bill, doesn't have food, needs clothing, can't fix their car. The crisis that they have today, we have a great system here in town of handling that, a good vetting system, and a quick approval, normally within a day or so. The flip side of that is we don't do a good job of asking other questions. What other needs do you have? Do you need legal assistance? Do you need spiritual assistance? Do you need family assistance? Do you need social assistance? What else? What are your other needs? And they are referred to in the trade as the social determinants of health. What are the upstream issues that we can address and help you address so that you don't get to the cliff? That we can stop you from falling over the cliff. As Judge Kalali says about his vets court, he gets them after they've fallen off the cliff. I'm saying let's look at the Be Connected organization and their process and go upstream and help them before they get to the cliff.
Wow.
And so I would encourage anybody, any organization, whether you're a minister, a health organization, a social organization in town, check out beconnectedaz.org from the standpoint of becoming a partner in that organization. They're nationally recognized. I think that we don't know how much Arizona leads in veteran services. I think we're in the country, we're like not number one, but very high in the number of veterans and active service members in the state, service members, veterans, and their families. Mm-hmm. We haven't, and I heard this, it might have been on Speak Up, I'm not positive, that Mojave County has
twice
the population of veterans that any other community does.
Hear that. We have a new show called To Your Health that runs on the second and fourth Saturday of the month, and Roger Galloway was interviewing Dr. Chad Kingsley, and he had that statistic. It's 14% of all residents of Mojave County, and that's twice the national average of 7.
Exactly
that's
what I heard.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and so we have a good state from the standpoint of helping those people in need of help. The flip side of that is we can do more. And the Be Connected has a national reputation. Tom Winkle, the founder of the Arizona Coalition for Military Families and its splinter group called Be Connected, is nationally recognized for its leadership in this area of assisting people in need of help.
A former Speak Out guest, by the way.
That's absolutely right. And Colonel Wanda Wright, she was former director for the Arizona Department of Veteran Services. But great people, great programs. We have to get them involved. We have to get these programs installed in Lake Havasu City. I've been knocking on this door for the last few years, and I'm pleased to hear Angie say she, her organization is a Be Connected member. That's perfect.
That's awesome.
I'm waiting for more comments like that from more organizations in our community. It's the wonderful, great resources. They have a super referral program. After we take care of their immediate, imminent need, what do we do to help them further? It's looking upstream with these social determinants of health, and let's educate ourselves as to what we can do and how we can get it done.
Folks, you can tell by his passion, he is an asset to this community when it comes to veteran services especially. Tell me about the involvement with Veterans Treatment Court with the Marine Corps League Detachment.
This goes back, and I have a favorite joke about this. We were almost bribed into being involved with the Veterans Treatment Court by Judge Kay. That he said, I'll feed you some of my super duper rice recipe and come on over for a lunch meeting. And, uh-huh. and I think we met in City Hall the first time, not positive, but we were the nucleus of starting this whole thing out. With Frank Blaine, our commandant, our senior vice, me, our junior vice, Phyllis Blaine, Joan McDermott, Jill from the American Legion, the young gal, Jennifer Harrell from the Veterans Treatment Court.
That's okay.
The former president of the Military Moms who passed away recently.
Oh, okay.
Superwoman, yeah. Just great helper. And we were the nucleus and got this thing, this concept started. He grabbed our group, and it has gone from six or seven organizations up to what I think he said yesterday at a meeting with another veteran group, up to 70 organizations in the Veterans Resource Team that helps him with mentoring, with helps him with
recovery,
bringing guys along and yeah. out of the jam and out of the doldrums. And it's a great program. It really is. He's a tough nut. He's nice and friendly and jovial. I've seen him in court at times when a veteran stands there sort of defiantly and says, I'm not going to do that. And he says, okay, you want to go back to jail? You want to go back to civil court? Go ahead. I don't care. And then the guy squares away real fast and gets with the program again. And he's a great advocate for the, in fact, another nationally recognized program out of Mojave County, out of Lake Havasu City, this Veterans Treatment Court. There are few in the country that started as old as we are and developed with the resource team and everything as much as we have. And those of you in the community who don't know about it, first Wednesday every month at 11:30, 12 o'clock, the veteran resource team gets together, talks a little bit, and talks about programs. We have an upcoming family day here in July, and then we have a stand down in October. Come and get acquainted with the Veterans Treatment Court and see what we do.
I'm going to skip ahead a little bit here, okay?
Sure.
And go to the two fundraisers that you have going for the flag and flagpole is one of the fundraisers.
Thank you very much. We have a flag and flagpole raffle, second year in a row. Matt Mansell from Mansell Welding builds these poles from scratch. Three-inch diameter, 8-foot section base, 2.5 middle, 2-inch top, steel pole, commercial pole, and with lanyards and pullers and pulleys and lights and Arizona flag and flag poles. George Link donates the flags. And this is an install package probably worth about $2,500. $5 a ticket and six for $25. We'll be at Swap Meet again in September. You can buy them from us. You can call, reach out to me, and I'll put my son Michael in touch with you, and we'll sell you off-season or during the dead season for our Marine Corps League. And, it's a great poll. It's a patriotic. We close it in October, and it's installed and dedicated in time for Veterans Day, November 11th.
Nice.
Great program.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So Swap Meet right now down for the summer, correct?
We are. Our Marine Corps League is, and we were there the first week of May. And then when it gets to 100 and and the people, even the crowd drops off significantly.
Right.
And so we pull in our horns until September again.
Tell me about the second part of this, the incredible AR-15 package.
We had a very distinguished Vietnam veteran who ran our state Marine Corps League, the Department of Arizona, Larry. And Larry did a super job of running us. Larry Brown is our commandant. He was a Silver Star and three Purple Heart awardee, and just a great Marine. And he had a private package of an AR-15 with all kinds of clips and et cetera. We have that from the family now, and we are raffling that off as a fundraiser for the Marine Corps League state. And so the tickets are $6 each, and they're $10 each and six for 50.
There you go.
And so we'll have these available through March of next year. So we'll have them in our booth. We'll come back in September. We'll have them for sale at our Marine Corps detachment meetings. And there'll be several of us who will have tickets available to sell. So it's a great package. We have a nice brochure produced on it, and be glad to send. In fact, I will be posting this on social media, and encouraging you gun enthusiasts to take a good look at this.
You're pretty active on social media for what, soon to be 88-year-old guy.
For an old fart.
I didn't go there. Your mind is, you are sharp as a tack.
Well, I appreciate that.
It's from staying busy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think I would encourage anybody that feels like they're getting a little stale and a little sluggish, get involved.
Is that your secret?
Keep the cells going.
Is that what it is? Is that your secret?
Keep the cells going.
Really? It's not the 5-mile walks in the morning or anything like that?
Yeah.
What is that you're holding up?
That's the Devil Dogs, Military Order of the Devil Dogs, which is a social group that we have in the Marine Corps and the Marine Corps League. And so it's a charity organization of C3, and we've done some significant fundraising. Also, we have had some benefactors who've left their wills have left serious monies to us with us to manage for them. We have built a sports court, $250,000 sports court at the VA hospital in Prescott. We've donated three state-of-the-art treadmills at $18 package. We redid the monument up at Kingman City Hall that was destroyed by vandals, and the gun was stolen.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, so yeah. You know, we do some significant repairs and donations. We're working with a local organization now who has a fourplex being rented to veterans, and they need to recondition their laundry room with new machines and the floor fixed up and lighting fixture and dryer and blah blah blah, and so we're getting asking them to submit a proposal to us, and I talked to the director of the Devil Dogs charity already. He's already given a verbal okay on the phone for this, and so we're going to be doing that. And I'd encourage any organization in our community, if you have something that's going to benefit in a physical way, long-term way, veterans and their families, and you need some financial assistance, appeal to us and let us run it past our board and see if it's something that that we can help you with. I also wanted to mention, and you mentioned earlier, Mojave Community Colleges a couple times, and they're a veteran supportive campus, and I want to say support Mojave Community College because they're doing great work.
They really are.
Yep.
So how can people get in touch with you if they want to get involved with the Marine Corps League?
RussMascari@gmail.com. Pretty simple.
It is pretty simple.
RussMascari@gmail.com.
Or look for that beautiful car he drives around town.
And leave. And
like 40,000 miles on it, the original miles.
52,000.
52 now?
Yeah, 1984 Regency 98, beautiful black car.
Wow. It is incredible. Anyway, Russ, thank you so much for what you do in the community.
Thank you very much for having me out to share my message, our message.
And thank you for your service, as always.
Hoorah and Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, that's it. Russ even writes on the notes, thank you, Paul. I love that.
Hey,
nobody does that.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
Nobody does that.
Many
Most
thanks.
People make me write down the talking points.
Hey, Paulie.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Russ.
Yep.
We'll see you next time. All right, back with more in a moment.
Simplify.
As Brian would say, we're going to take our final break. Oh, the hour. Back with more on Speak Out. Stay with us.
Still inside, going through a living hell. And you say we shouldn't worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten?
Welcome back to Speak Out. Again, super pumped for tomorrow's interview. John Gillette coming in, of course, state representative for Arizona Legislative District 30. And it'll just be one-on-one with John Gillette. So you're going to want to call in 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. Make this talk radio, not just listen radio. Let's see, on 2.0, you've got Becky Fawson from the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce will be on tomorrow. So that does it for me. If you're going up to Kingman to check out the races, it's going to be nice weather this weekend. We're going to break for Sean Hannity coming up next.
KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5 and 106.3. The voice of the free.